Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you who know me, I'm not really size 2, okay? I'm a little curvy. And I was getting on my pants today, and, you know, they're kind of tight. I mean, it just happens. Once you're perimenopausal, you just lose the waist. I don't know. For those of you that still kept your waist, that's congratulations. I just don't have a waist. And I'm a little nervous because today I have my CCW interview with the local Metro Police Department. And even though I've taken classes and I've passed the classes, this is the first time I've had kind of the time to go down and go to the next steps. I guess when I get my CCW, you know, they do the background check and then they have to fingerprint and then they have to interview you and all that. And so I'm really, really excited because this is kind of the final stage until I finally get my concealed carry permit. And in Nevada, you can open carry, but if you're going to conceal carry, you need a permit. Texas just passed through their state legislature that you could conceal carry without a permit. But in Nevada, we still have to have a permit. So I'm going to get my permit today. Well, I did the class and I did all that. I passed the first class I took. This was years ago. But back then, you couldn't pay with a credit card. So when I had my cashier's check, you could only pay with a cashier's check. They said we raised the rates by $5. So I go in my pocket to pull an extra $5, and they said, no, you got to get a new cashier's check. Well, I was just too lazy to go back, and I'm like, you know, hubby carries, and, you know, whatever. But now I really want to carry. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, a little nervous about all these random shootings, and, you know, I'm not always with my husband, so it'd be nice to kind of carry. But when I was getting on my pants today and getting on my Spanx and all that, I realized that if the police department says, Dahlia, you're good, okay, you know, you can start carrying a weapon whenever that happens because there's like a months of a waiting list. I really don't know where I'm going to carry the gun. Now, I mean, ladies, where are you carrying your gun? Now, some of you are probably saying, well, I carry it in my purse. Well, where's my purse? This is my purse. No, I really do not see myself. First of all, I can never find my keys in my purse. I can't find my keys. I can't find my body spray. I can't find my gum. I can't find my little, I eat these little, like candy, fruit snacks, the Welch's fruit snacks, so I get my vitamin C. I can't find those. I doubt I'll find a gun. When I was growing up, when I was little, I used to watch Charlie's Angels. And so I guess I always thought that if I was a grown up and I had a gun, I would carry it either in my purse, but they had different purses back then, and obviously none of them menstruated because they had like the smallest purses that couldn't carry any tampons or maxi pads. And then, or I thought, well, I'd carry it in my bra. You know, when I grow up, I'm going to probably have boobies like my mom or sister, so I'll be able to hide the gun in my bra. No, you can't. Okay, I mean, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, my bra is pretty full. there's no more material. There's no way. So I can't really put the the gun in my bra. And I don't think I want a gun near my chest, just in case, I don't know, something happens. I'm on a roller coaster and it goes off. Who knows? My husband says, well, you put it on your waist. Have you seen my waist in the last 15 years? I haven't had a waist since I gave birth to 2 kids. Where's my waist? And concealed? I mean, I'm not trying to stereotype us ladies, but we don't want an asymmetrical waist. So if I'm wearing tight clothes and I have the shirt over the waist and it's sticking out on the side, that one, it's not concealed, Or two, people think I have a major roll of fat that needs to be lipoed. I don't really see myself using the gun, putting the gun there. I don't see it. So then I was thinking, well, maybe what I'll do is like in Lethal Weapon 3. And Lethal Weapon 3, Rene Russo had it in the back of her butt. In the back of her jeans. It was, there. Now, that to me is comfortable. But sometimes my rotator cuff hurts. And for me to externally rotate and get back there to get the gun, what if I can't? What if I can't reach back there? I can barely take off and on my bra. So I'm a little nervous. Then somebody said, okay, well, then what you'll do is you'll have an ankle strap. An ankle strap? I mean, if for me to get to my ankles, I mean, no, it won't work. It won't work. I don't see myself doing it. Especially since I like wearing boots. So if I can't put the gun on my waist, if my purse, I don't want somebody stealing my purse and I can't find anything in my purse, if I can't put in my bra, if I can't, but I don't know where to carry my gun. So I'm going through all this trouble. I'm going to Metro and I'm having them, you know, take the time to interview me for my CCW. And I don't know, you know, where I'm going to put the gun. So if you guys have any suggestions on where a curvy, double D, lacking a waist, in dire need of liposuction or some sort of abdominoplasty, middle-aged woman should carry her concealed weapon, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, I know some of you out there are going, oh, my gosh, a doctor's carried a gun. Why would a doctor carry a gun? Well, has anybody ever been in your house? Has anybody ever threatened your kids? I mean, I am, you know, not in a sterile bubble and, you know, surrounded by security 24/7. I wasn't there a woman who, I guess somebody thought, got, you know, cut them off and she was just shot in broad daylight? I guess somebody just starts shooting at her car. And I know some people say, well, somebody's shooting at you, leave. You can't always just leave. I want to protect myself. I want to protect my family. I mean, hubby carries, but, you know, he, God forbid, may not be here, you know, forever. So as far as I'm concerned, I do want to exercise my constitutional right and be able to bear arms and protect myself, protect my family. It's just the little caveat is I really don't know where to put the gun because I don't see how I could conceal it anywhere. And chances are probably will be the bra because the boobies can, I mean, I hide my lunch in there. I hide my wallet. I hide my phone. Not a smart move, but that's probably all I could do. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys wear glasses? I think a good number of us do. Some of us are nearsighted. Some of us are farsighted. I think about 30% of the population is myopic, which is nearsighted. And for those of us who are nearsighted, we were in school, and the teacher would write something on the board. We would squint. We noticed when we squint, we saw it better. And that teacher decided to take it upon themselves to send us to the school nurse. I'm like, I don't want to go to the school nurse. I like school. You're doing a good lesson. Don't send me to the school nurse, please. Send me to the school nurse. School nurse. I went to 12 schools. School nurse was never nice. Not when I was growing up. Now they might be. The school nurse was, man, so mean. She's like, you're faking it. I'm not doing anything. I want to go back to school. I actually like school. Let me go back to class. So let's do a vision test. All right, well, I was a pretty brainy student, so I'm like, F-E-L-O-P-Z-D. Can I go back to school? Can I go back to class? Other eye. F-E-L-O-P-Z-D. All right, you're 20-20. Go. Go back to class. The next day, squinty. Send me back to the nurse. Nurse is like, you got something wrong with your vision. I'm like, no, I don't. Let me go back to class. So she calls my mom. Like, oh, my God, please don't call my mom. My mom's like, I wear glasses, so you need glasses. Like, no, I don't want to be like you. I want to be like Dad. I want to pee standing up. I want to have a cool accent. He talks like an accent, and I love his accent. I'd rather talk like him. Don't want to talk like you. Accent is much better. Leave me alone. No. You're like me. You need glasses. I'm like, no. So I go. And then back in the 80s, I mean, oh, my gosh. They were like purplish frames. Oh, yeah. My mom's like, well, let's get you. Remember when you had to get glasses? You get the glasses, and then your mom tries to make you feel better, going, but we're going to get you cool frames. And you're sitting there, and you're, like, looking at all the glasses, and you're putting them on, and you're like, nah. She's like, but these are pink. These are, I don't like pink. I like blue. Where's blue? Well, the blue was for the boys. I'm like, guys, I was just miserable. I was so embarrassed. What did I do in school? I didn't wear the glasses. I'm not going to wear glasses in front of other kids and be called four eyes. Because you got bullied back then for wearing glasses. Now, they kind of make it cool when the cool kids wear glasses. But now the cool kids are wearing glasses. They were all squinting. So I was squinting to be cool. So I was diagnosed with myopia in the 80s. And I wore glasses until I moved out of the house and got contacts. Because my parents wouldn't let me wear contacts. And I had to move out to basically do them. They were strict. Wore contacts. After a while, my lids didn't like the contacts. And I ended up getting LASIK. And how LASIK worked to correct my myopia is you're myopic because the way how basically your eyes work is you have a lens. You need light, which is why we see better in the light. And the image comes and it reverses and it gets onto your retina. The retina takes that image with its rods and cones and all that, sends signals to the brain for you to read what that is. Sometimes your cornea, depending on the shape, will elongate the image such that it doesn't hit the retina correctly. And so for those of us who are myopic, our shape of our cornea, I believe, is a little bit more elongated, and then we end up becoming nearsighted, whereas with farsighted, it's the opposite. So in LASIK, they kind of shave down the cornea, reshape it, put it back on. It heals up. You might get some halos and things like that, and all of a sudden you see fine. And then you have about 2-3 years of pure pleasure until you get to the age where you need reading glasses, and I'm in reading glasses all the time. So this is me now, back in glasses. So, apparently there's a study saying those of us who are nearsighted don't sleep as well as others. Now, they say nearsightedness affects about 30% of the population. I think it affects even more. But in Flinders University, they found that people with myopia, which is the medical term for nearsightedness, apparently had poor quality sleep, and they had delayed circadian rhythms and lower production of melatonin. Now, melatonin is the hormone that kind of helps you sleep at night, helps you fall asleep, helps you stay asleep. I know we have melatonin supplements over the counter. I think in Europe you need a prescription for it. But in America, you could just go over the counter and get melatonin. It doesn't seem to work as well as your body's natural melatonin. But some people say it only works for a few hours for them. Yeah, but then again, if your sleep issue isn't a melatonin deficiency, it won't work. For me, melatonin works. I fall asleep. I could stay asleep, but I kind of have a headache the next day. So I might really have a melatonin issue. And so our circadian rhythm, not sure why the melatonin affects it. But maybe what it is people that have nearsighted eyes might just end up having melatonin deficiencies. I think they're starting to figure that out. But what they did is they looked and they checked melatonin in the saliva and the urine, and they found that nearsighted participants had less. They said disruptions in circadian rhythms and sleep due to the advent of artificial light and the use of light-emitting electronics for reading and entertainment has become a recognized health concern for several fields, but its impact on eye health has not been studied extensively. So there's been a lot of debate. Do our iPhones make us nearsighted? Is us staring at a screen causing us to be nearsighted? And I've spoken to multiple ophthalmologists. They say no, the screen shouldn't technically make you nearsighted. It should enforce your eye to change shape per se, the cornea, but it could cause eye strain. So a lot of us, I mean, you know, as we age, our eyes worsen. You know, I love going out with my middle-aged friends because somebody always has glasses or somebody has a flashlight so I can read the menu. And these menus are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It's really hard. So what could you do to help protect your eyes? Well, it depends on the type of eye condition. If your eyes are weakening because you have diabetes, don't get diabetes. Control your blood sugar. Diabetes messes with your eyes because the blood vessels contain so much sugar that when it tries to draw in fluid to become more neutral in terms of osmolality, a lot of them, they just burst. Blood vessels in diabetics aren't as healthy as non-diabetics. So you're going to get a little bleeding in the back of your eye. Avoid the diabetes if you can. All right? Avoid high blood sugars. If you do have diabetes, keep it in good control. Same thing with blood pressure. Blood pressure could affect the eye. Remember how we talked about yesterday how a non-ideal perfusion or high blood pressure issues affect how your tissues react? And so you need to make sure that your blood pressure is in good control. Vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E protect the eyes. Look, I'm teaching you guys something. I know, it's rare. So carrots, red peppers, broccoli, your vegetables and fruits that are very, very bright and purpley in color. Not the poisonous berries on the side of the road, but, you know, your more, like your strawberries, some of your citrus, things like that can protect the eyes because of your vitamin E, your vitamin C, and A. Macular degeneration, which we've talked about a lot on the show, unfortunately can happen if you're vitamin deficient, so we need to make sure your vitamins are up. Then, of course, you need to get your carotenoids and your lutein and your zeaxanthin. Now, these carotenoids are necessary for your retina. According to Healthline, you get them from vegetables like broccoli, zucchini. You can also get them from eggs. So people who eat eggs can have sometimes better eyes. Exercise is important. It increases your blood flow, helps prevent against diabetes, helps prevent against high blood pressure. And then the sun comes out, and we always forget our sunglasses, right? You know how I can't find things in my purse? I never can find my sunglasses. So when I do, a lens is popped out or the earpiece or whatever this thing is. The leg of your eyeglasses falls off. So a lot of times I just do without. Protect your eyes from the sun. Wear sunglasses. Have protecting your eyes. You've got to protect your eyes. You got to protect your eyes from damage also. You know, so if you weld, if you work in construction, if you garden, you got to cover your eyes. Things get into your eyes. So sunglasses, protective eyewear, make sure they have UVA. And then I like the 20-20-20 rule. When you work at a computer, all right, we want you to, every 20 minutes, take a break. Take a break for at least 20 seconds and look at something 20 feet away. It's called the 20-20-20 rule. So I like that. I recommend that. And then if you smoke, don't smoke. That's good, right? If your family is prone to glaucoma, raised eye pressures, macular degeneration, cataracts, you might be at risk for those. And cataracts is where the lens gets dirty. It's like having a dirty windshield. And so people that get the cataracts fixed, where they remove the lens and they get a new lens, it's like looking through a brand new clean windshield. It's amazing. And in fact, cataracts now, they could actually change your prescription. So rather than you needing glasses and rather just a new lens, they put a lens that could actually be prescription for you. It's really, really cool. So those are cool. And, just don't forget about your eyes. Get your eye checked. Okay? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken landed in Israel on Tuesday, the first stop of his trip to the Middle East since assuming office. State Department officials say because the chances are low in reviving the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the visit will focus on stabilizing the Gaza ceasefire and start discussions on humanitarian aid and reconstruction. The White House is touting a major satellite program that administration officials say will reveal vital information about climate change and extreme weather events. It's called Earth System Observatory. The program consists of at least five satellites to be launched through 2029 that will enhance, or in some cases, revolutionize the capabilities of the space agency's existing fleet of Earth-observing satellites. SpaceX fired up a Falcon 9 rocket Monday on its launch pad at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, running the launcher through a pre-flight checkout and clearing a hurdle before liftoff Wednesday with the next batch of Starlink Internet satellites. USA Radio News. Arizona lawmakers have no confidence in Vice President Harris, Dan Meraki reports.
Arizona's Attorney General has sent a letter to the White House calling for the removal of Vice President Kamala Harris from her position, leading efforts to combat the immigration crisis on the southern border. Mark Brnovich explained to Fox News why he's calling for her resignation from that position.
The Biden administration has completely ignored law enforcement, whether that's at the local level or whether it's even at the state AG level. And as a result of that, literally hundreds of thousands of people are streaming across our southern border illegally. Since Joe Biden appointed her, the border czar, it's been approximately 480,000 people have illegally crossed our southern border. Put that in context, that's like the entire population of Kansas City or Minneapolis just since she's been the border czar. And as you alluded to in the package earlier, we have seen in law enforcement a dramatic spike in drugs like fentanyl and heroin coming across our border. Drugs are not only going to stay here in Arizona or Texas, but that's going to poison neighborhoods throughout our entire country.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you guys are like me, you're hesitant to fly anywhere this summer. And I don't think we should be. I think we're going to be good for the summer. But after having to cancel so many trips in the last 16 months, and I'm stuck with all these credits because the airlines want to refund the money, I'm a little shy to actually put money on a flight. So I've been planning some road trips because I have got to get out of Dodge. Where I live, it's just too hot. And so it's time for us to kind of start summer planning, and I think we can. I think we can enjoy a great summer. So joining us next is Alex Texiera, owner and lead guide of Mooney Mountain Guides, and Andrea Berryman, director of product management of Cooper Tire and Rubber Company. Kind of talk to us about summer travel and some road trips. Alex, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Wow, this is awesome. So we got Memorial Day weekend, so I guess, you know, some of us are going to be leaving Dodge. What does Memorial Day weekend look like from the travel industry?
Well, according to AAA, we're expecting about 37 million people traveling this Memorial Day weekend. That's up 60% from last year.
Wow.
And about 90% of those travelers are going to be on the road. So it's going to be a little busy out there.
Exactly. I know people are worried about gas shortages and all that, but yeah, you might want to gas up now and then, you know, keep the car ready to go. Like, you know, maybe Uber then for the rest of the week, because I think a lot of people are going to be hitting the gas station pretty soon, huh?
Absolutely. And we all know what the pictures were like a few months ago, so take care of it now. Our big thing is making sure that everybody is safe on the road.
Right, right. What sort of safety tips do you have for us?
I've got really two safety tips for everybody today. The first one is check your tire inflation pressure. Everybody seems to forget about the tires. You know, they'll think about oil or whatever else. But make sure that you've got the right pressure in your tires that will help you have the right grip as you're driving down the road. And don't forget the spare tire. If you end up by the side of the road, the last thing you need is a flat spare tire. So make sure that's part of the check as well. The other suggestion I have is use the right tire. If you're going to be pulling a boat or a camper to your favorite lake or campground, you want to make sure that you have the right tire that not only performs well on the road with great towing capacity, but also can manage gravel or dirt roads that might be getting you to your final destination for that last mile to the campground. We have a new tire out that's called the Discover Rugged Trek. It's perfect for both types of driving, on and off-road. It will give you an amazing, quiet ride. You know, you see a lot of those big, luggy tires, and you just know they're just making a whole bunch of noise for the driver. This is an incredibly quiet tire, and it can handle the rugged road conditions, like that gravel that is in that last mile. In fact, it even has stone ejectors in it so that the stones won't get stuck.
Yeah, you know, I live in Nevada, and so we get blowouts all the time. We get flat tires all the time because there's always construction and nails. What are the best tires to protect against that?
Well, you know, it's really difficult to protect against nails these days, but what you can do is, you know, usually something that has a good, durable construction is going to be as good as you can possibly get. And again, the rugged truck is made for those rugged road conditions, so I would obviously recommend that tire.
Okay, that's good. So, you know, Alex, oh my gosh, okay, so you know the mountains and you know some of the good parks. Where do you suggest people check out, you know, this summer?
Well, from the Nevada area, you have amazing access to a lot of places. And if you're looking to beat the heat, you know, getting up into the mountains in Utah, you know, just a quick hop, skip, and a jump over the border there. It's a beautiful drive. Lots of opportunities for getting off the beaten path there as well. You can head out into the Sierra. You know, I have friends that are guiding Mount Whitney every week. They just got snow there a couple days ago, so you know, nice and cool up there at 14,000 feet. But man, the possibilities are almost endless. You know, I actually spend a lot of time in Vegas climbing there in the Red Rock Canyons, and it's a place that I return to year after year. And I use it as a home base also to access some of these other areas that I frequent.
No, that's fantastic. Yeah, you know, it's you know, Memorial Day weekend is, I think, a lot of our chance to finally, you know, kind of slow down our whole work. You know, the spring, the winter, very stressful, and especially this last year, very, very stressful. So kind of Memorial Day weekend, it's after graduation, it's before summer school. It's, I think, the best time to get out there. But what are some pitfalls? What are some things, you know, besides, you know, some of the mistakes people make with cars? What are some issues that you think people need to avoid during Memorial Day?
Well, I think that what a big mistake that folks are making is that they know they're going away, they're excited to go away, but they don't have a good, well-formed plan about what they're going to do. Like, oh, we'll figure it out when we get there. And I think these days with all the people traveling out there, that that's not a plan for success. Knowing where you're going, having a plan B and a plan C is really going to go a long way to helping you have a great weekend. You know, a good way to do that is to hire a guide.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. So are all the national parks and lakes and campgrounds open, or are you noticing across the U.S. there's still some closures because of COVID?
You know, there are, it really depends on which park or national forest that you're going to. It's really important just to get on, go to their website, give them a call. Most of that stuff is readily available, but sometimes you have to dig a little bit, and there may be a restriction that you weren't expecting. You know, like the key overlook of the park, they're not allowing, you know, people to get out there, or you have to make reservations in advance. That's a big one.
Wow. You know, this fascination we have with selfies is so dangerous on the road and in these parks. I mean, you know, what is that in Maui? There's Mount Hakalakala. I'm mispronouncing it, where it looks like you're up in the clouds. So you take a picture and it looks like you're just sitting there in the clouds, right? I was like holding my baby and pretending to be like, you know, we were on the wing of an airplane. But, you know, are you seeing a lot more mishaps on these mountains as people are trying to do selfies and then they slip and fall or worse?
You know, even in the time before selfies, with just taking regular pictures, people are putting themselves in really dangerous places, stepping over fences or beyond boundaries. And really, the National Park Service does a really good job of letting us get immersed into the land and trusting those boundaries that they're there for a reason, and always good advice.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Yeah, don't cross the barriers. Andrea, with Cooper Tire and Rubber Company, how do people get some more tips on some, you know, how to take care? We take care of our bodies, but we don't take care of our cars. How do we take care of our cars?
Well, our website, coopertire.com, has plenty of great tire safety tips on it, and also helps you choose the right type of tire for your type of driving. So, you know, while I talked about the Discover Rugged Trek being an amazing new tire, there are plenty of other ones to choose from, you know, for small SUVs and medium-sized SUVs that are mostly on road but do still go off the road a little bit. We have the Enduramax, so there's plenty of tires to choose from depending on what your driving style is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Alex, how can people find more information on Mooney Mountain Guides?
They can go to mooneymountainguides.com.
Fantastic. Guys, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it, and have a great summer.
Hey, take care.
You too.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tomorrow, there's supposed to be the first total lunar eclipse since January 2019. Now, this is according to Earth Sky. And it's going to take the moon under 3 hours to cross through Earth's shadow. But the actual lunar eclipse will only last for about 15 minutes. So, what's the difference between a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse? Well, a lunar eclipse is where you have the sun, the earth, and a full moon completely aligned. But the sun is behind the earth. So, the sun goes through the earth, right? But as it's trying to shine towards the moon, the moon gets eclipsed by the Earth blocking the sun. Sometimes there's a reddish hue, and they might call it a blood moon, but that's when the moon starts to kind of darken. An eclipse is when it gets dark, and it's because the Earth, and that's why it's round, the Earth blocks the sun. It's all about shadowing and all that. A solar eclipse is where the moon gets in the way of the sun, between the Earth and the sun. So the alignment is a little different. Get that? Lunar eclipse, Earth is in the way. A solar eclipse, the moon is in the way. Okay? And so they say, depending on your location, you might get a little glimpse of it. You might not see the whole thing. They say most of North and South America will be able to see it in the early morning. Eastern Asia and Australia will see it in the evening. Now, they say in the United States, the total eclipse will begin at about 7:11 Eastern Time a.m. and end at 7:26 a.m. Eastern Time. But it'll be partially visible at 5:45 a.m. Eastern Time and 8:52 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, I live on the West Coast, so that would mean I'd have to get up at 4 a.m. and it's dark at 4 a.m. But I might be able to see it. We'll see. I don't know. Just tell me the time so I can set the alarm. But 5:45 a.m. to 8:52, that means you're looking at 2:45 my time to probably not. I think I'm going to sleep through it. But they said you could go and see. Oh, you know what? Actually, there's a timeanddate.com, so I might check that out. Now, they say it's also called the flower supermoon. Why is it called the flower supermoon? Because it'll be the closest moon to Earth in 2021. The moon will be 100% full at 7:14 a.m. They said there are 2 to 4 supermoons each year. They're often really big. They're brighter. They're larger than a full moon. And there's a lot of different definitions of it, but that's where you get some really good pictures of the moon in the background. And the full moon is called the flower moon, and it happens usually in May because that's when flowers blossom across parts of North America. They said many Native American tribes across the country also took inspiration from the spring's blossoms, naming May's full moon. Much of our moon names are from the Native American tribes. The Anishinaabe tribe in the Great Lakes region causes the full moon Wabigwanigizis, or blossom moon. The Lakota tribe in the northern plains calls it Kanwapi Tui, or moon of the green leaves. They say some tribes name the moon after the popular red berry, with the Potawatomi tribe in the Great Lakes region calling it Teminkisis, and the Shawnee tribe in the Midwest calling it Hotehimi Kishitwa. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. They both translate to strawberry moon. They said typical of a normal year, 2021 has 12 full moons. So every 29.5 days, we get a full moon. So we're being told that on June 24th, we're going to have a strawberry moon. July 23rd, we're going to have a buck moon. August 22nd, we're going to have a sturgeon moon. September 20th, a harvest moon. October 20th, a hunter's moon. November 19th, a beaver moon. December 18th, a cold moon. So interesting how they kind of have all these names. I always kind of get confused. Blue moon, blood moon. I'm really quickly here looking up. I'm on solar of the eclipse map. So search for location. I'm just going to put in my zip code just for poops and giggles because I would like to see it. So I believe they said the full begins, at 11:26 a.m. Oh, man, why am I on air at that time? That doesn't make any... Oh, no, 4:11:26 a.m. Now, I'm not going to wake up at 4 in the morning. Not going to happen. Okay, so what are the types of moons? So the different types of moons, we talked about that, the supermoon. These are the ones where they are closest to the Earth. And so when the moon is closer to the Earth, it looks bigger. The micro moon is the opposite. That's when the moon is really teeny and tiny. It looks kind of dull. It looks the farthest away, kind of like in a Star Wars movie. Blood moon is where you have a total lunar eclipse and the Earth blocking the sun makes it kind of look kind of reddish. A blue moon, it's not really blue, but the term refers to any second full moon in the month. So you know how we said once in a blue moon? this happens. Blue moons are rare. They are seasonal, but to get a second, you know, because if moons have their orbit every 30 days or 29.5 days, there are going to be some months where you might get a second one. Seasonal blue moons are where you have a third or fourth blue moon in a season, which is also rare, right? So occasionally they say you might see a little bluish color, but they think that's just dust or smoke. Wolf moon, this is interesting. The wolf moon we always see in these werewolf movies and these kind of like scary movies. It's you'll see it a lot in Halloween, you know, movies and flicks and pictures. But wolf moons usually happen in January. And they say this is when tribes often heard wolves howling outside their villages. That's according to Farmer's Almanac. CountryLiving.com has a nice list of these. Then you have the snow moon. And the snow moon happens in the month of February. It lights up the sky, and then it illuminates the snow on the ground. So they call it a snow moon. Pretty cool. Then they have something called a worm moon. This is a full moon occurring in March. It's called the worm moon because that's when worms in the ground search as part of seasons change from winter to spring. See, in the olden days, you know, especially like Native Americans in our land, they would look at the moons. The moons would kind of tell them when, you know, when the weather was coming. They, you know, they might not have had, you know, the same sort of calendars and iPhones like we do. And so they would use the moons to predict when certain nature occurrences would happen and things like that. Then you have the pink moon. Now, the pink moon is not pink, but it is visible in April. And it gets its name from the pink wildflowers, which grow in Canada and the U.S. around this time. So your April is your pink moon. Then the flower moon in May, that's when we start to see flowers bloom at this time. Then you have the strawberry moon. The strawberry moon comes in June because that's when strawberries are in season. See, so it's, you know, it's they're naming it after food. The buck moon. This is in July. It's when buck's antlers are nearly, if not entirely, grown. Some tribes call the full moon according around the same time of year thunder moon because I guess there would be summertime thunderstorms in July. I would usually see monsoon in August, but I guess at the time they would see it in July. The sturgeon moon. Native American tribes use this fish, which is really active in U.S. and Canada during late summer, to refer to the August moon called the sturgeon moon. Then you have the corn moon. Well, the corn moon comes in September. Doesn't look like corn, it's just a moon, but it's when it's time to harvest corn. Then you have the harvest moon. That's closest to the autumn equinox. Usually occurs in September, but you might see it in October. The frost moon you see in November, means it's going to get cold. And then the cold moon, the long nights moon, is the time of year when the nights are the longest and coldest in December. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.